Our story begins in Mandy's New Zealand apartment, where she has just received a phone call from Rachel.
Rachel, is that you?
I see you are waiting by the phone as instructed.
Yes, I am. Now, where is my baby?
Do you have the ticket and the cash?
There is an e-ticket waiting for you at the airport. I was able to transfer the money from my London account, so I have it now.
Perfect. Give me 1 hour and I'll call you back with further instructions.
Wait, Rachel. Damn you! Nobody plays games with me.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. In Mac's office at TM Productions, Matt has just arrived.
I was surprised to get your call, Mac.
Have a seat. I wanted to talk to you about Mandy, your publicist.
Let me guess. This is about Hannah and her theory that Mandy kidnapped Marty. Mac, this is just ridiculous.
Hey, I agree. But do you have any idea where Hannah and Todd are right now?
No. I called Todd earlier, but there was no answer.
Well, they're in New Zealand, chasing after Mandy.
Wait a minute. Todd and Hannah are in New Zealand? Mandy is in New Zealand. Why?
They followed her there. Apparently your old flame is paying their way around the globe as they chase after Mandy Selleck.
Blake? How did he get involved?
I was hoping you could tell me that.
I don't know what Blake is doing these days, Mac. Except for the fact that he's dating some woman named Marilyn.
Blake is dating?
Yeah, seems like it.
Well, he obviously still has time to interfere in my life.
Look, I know nothing about this, and Todd said nothing to me about going to look for Mandy.
Knowing Hannah and Todd, they probably didn't want us to know until they were gone.
I'm just getting reacquainted with Todd, so I don't know that much about him yet.
It just infuriates me that Blake Whitney, of all people, is involved in this.
Why do you hate him so much?
Because he came into Raven's life under false pretenses, and because he's insinuated himself into numerous situations that he doesn't belong, like this one.
But wasn't he the one who finally got Raven to eat something and leave the nursery?
He has some strange bond with Raven that I will never understand.
You can't pick out who Raven works with or is friends with, Mac.
I know. I just think everything bugs me these days. It seems like things have been so out of control for months now. And my friend Joe on the NYPD is no closer to finding Marty than the day he went missing.
You've got to keep faith that he'll come back home.
You know, even before Mom's accident, we couldn't get any peace. First Raven and I were split, and then we got back together, and we started getting crank calls on our home phone. We never did figure that one out. Joe swears it has nothing to do with the kidnapping, though, but I don't know. I just wonder if he's missing something somewhere. And I feel helpless because I can't do anything about any of it.
Mac, there's something you should know about those phone calls.
What? What would you know about it? You weren't even back in our lives when we got those calls.
I know about it because I'm the one who made them.
Over at the Westside Hospital, Perry is alone in the third floor waiting room.
Okay, Perry. You have to pull together and find a way to fill Rex in positive.
Hey, there you are.
Hi.
I missed you last night. I thought that you would stop back by the hospital.
I meant to, really. Something just came up unexpectedly.
Is everything all right with you, Perry? You haven't been yourself for a couple of days now.
Actually, no. Rex, I really need to talk to you about something.
Rex, how's Mom?
About the same. She's very frustrated not being able to speak, but I've explained to her that she's going to need speech therapy.
It must be killing her not to be able to tell us what to do. I know it's not nice, but I just couldn't resist. We know she's not in any danger, so that's the most important thing.
Why don't you go in and see her? I'll be in a minute.
Okay.
Now that Ellie's gone, Can you tell me what's going on with you?
I want to, but not here. I'm not working today, so maybe we could go back to my place and talk.
Sure. Let me just let Ellie and Mom know that I'm leaving. What is this about, Perry?
I'll tell you, but not until we're home alone.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Oh, Perry. I don't know if you could say it, but you have to.
Down in Richmond at the county home, Chuck has just returned to the lobby from talking with a social worker.
We're all set. I just spoke to a social worker, and she knows that I'm Dara's father.
So, what do we do now?
We have to tell her. I have to tell her.
She doesn't even know you, Chuck. Let me tell her about this.
No, she needs to hear this from me. My daughter and I will have to get acquainted at some point.
Listen, I know Dara. She's not going to react well to you if you march in there and tell her you're her father and you're taking her home with you. Please, let me fill her in, and then you can talk to her.
I just found out I'm a father, and I'm already confronted with decisions I have no idea how to make.
Then just trust me. What do you say?
Well, okay. But there's one more thing you need to know before you go in.
What is it?
No arrangements have been made for Deanna, so I'm going to pay for her to have a proper funeral and burial. This way, Dara will at least be able to say goodbye to her mother.
Chuck, that's a great idea. This will mean a lot to Dara, I know it.
She turned 16, lost her mother, and gained a father all in the same week. The kid must be so confused right now.
I can get through to her. We have a special relationship.
Are you in love with my daughter?
Yes. For the first time in my life, I'm completely in love with someone.
In the Auckland, New Zealand International Airport, Rachel is holding baby Marty.
Well, I hate to use you like this, but this is the only way I'm ever going to get out of New Zealand. Now I'm going to leave you right here by the security desk so I know someone will find you right away and take good care of you. They'll find out what your name is and who you really belong to, I promise. I left a note in your bag with the key to the storage unit where I moved all your things. When they find your parents, you can have the crib and the toys you're used to. It's getting late. I have to get on this plane before I miss my chance. By the time Mandy figures out I'm not calling back, I'll be on my way to New York. Take care, little guy. Be safe.
Begin tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.